The Southeast Alaska Power Agency is seeking new ways to make hydropower more efficient and more consistent through innovative new technology. KSTK's Ann Hillman found out more about the study.
The problem with hydropower is that sometimes the water flow and the electric needs of the community don't match up. Limited water supplies produce less electricity in the winter when power loads are higher, so Southeast communities have to rely partially on more expensive diesel. In the late summer and early fall, lots of rain leads to large flows when less power is needed. The extra water is allowed to spill over the dam.
And when you spill, the water is lost and cannot be captured or used later for hydroelectric production. So we want to find a way to store up that energy so we can use it later when loads are high.
That's Eric Wolf, Director of Special Projects with Southeast Alaska Power Agency. SEPA is seeking support and funding for a feasibility study examining the potential of storing extra power from the summer for use in the winter. One option would be using the extra water that currently spills over to create electricity that could split water into hydrogen. The hydrogen is then used as a power source in the winter. Wolf says that if the project works, one benefit would be not needing to rely on diesel in the winter.
And you could effectively store energy in a different medium, then all kinds of options open up for hydropower.
Wolf says you wouldn't have to build a dam to control and store up water to create consistent electricity. Instead, the power could be produced from the natural flow of water, then held in storage tanks until it's needed. Wolf says that eliminates the environmental problems that come with dams, like blocking fish passage.
The problem, of course, is that it has to be cost-effective and safe.
Which is where the feasibility study comes into play. The technology to store power as hydrogen or ammonia is still new. Wolf says that much of the feasibility study involves doing a literature review and looking at all of the similar setups that are currently in operation. Then, they would see how it could work in conjunction with SEPA's facilities in the Southeast. Wolf also hopes they can collaborate with universities and other power producers. And if it works, then it could be used to store power from wind and waves as well. SEPA is seeking a $245,000 grant from the Alaska Energy Authority to fund the study. I'm Ann Hillman.